This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Trust me, Daddy.
All your lies, I wish I could believe. That boy is a real pussy pleaser. All that fatty, but he never met my seeker. Tuck the chrome 22 in a sneaker. El Chapo, but he crazy like La Kika. Young girls always looking for a soulmate, but I should've listened to what mama told me. Furry moon boots, shades Dita. Too high to give a shit about Peter. Sativa so strong, I'm not blinking. What in the world was I thinking? New day, new money to be made. New things for them to imitate.
I'm a fucking black Barbie, pretty face, perfect body, pink feet. Always fuck them like I'm sorry. Who the fuck is gon' protect her if I really got a checker? Peter Piper picked the pepper and my cake is triple decker. No flex, zone. No flex, zone. No flex, zone.
I see these silly niggas flexing, it's a no zone. You gon' be floating in them rivers like you're Norjorn. Island girl, Donald Trump want me go home. Still pull up with my wrist looking like a snow cone. She said she got a hit record, I said, oh shit. Picked up my phone cause I had to call bullshit. These bitches having nightmares of my new shit. These bitches pussy and they don't ever do shit. Get it, douche. Half a million on the Maybach, Pullman boarded. Now praying on my foreigns don't get deported. Niggas love me so much, they be sending me gifts. And these clown niggas acting, I'ma send them some skits. Bitches can't rap for shit, I'ma send them some tips. All these bitches is my son, should be sucking my tits. Now usually I don't do this, I'm Popeye, she's Brutus. Usually I'm a Christian, but this piece is Buddhist. All of my niggas draw, but none of them cartoonists. Usually I'm the baddest, usually I'm the cutest. Usually I'm the flyest, usually you're the stewardess. And we ain't playing ball, but usually it's some shooters. Are these bitches drunk? These bitches ain't lucid. Go against the queen, your career be elusive. Where your plaques at? Where them stocks? Where the NASDAQ? Bitches ass back, they was never in my tax bracket.
Nicki Minaj, Black Barbies. Mike Will made it, produce that one. You may recognise the beat from that freeze challenge that everyone used to do. What's it called?
The mannequin challenge.
Oh, that's Adam there, guys.
Hello.
You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Adam, producer, is joining us today. Natalie is unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
She's not interested in us today.
No.
She's mugging us off. No, she'll be back. She's just not here today, sadly. But Adam's going to be holding this show together with Pritstick.
Yeah, and lots of tape.
No, you're not allowed any tape. You're only allowed Pritstick, and Pritstick is so shit.
It is.
Unless you're sticking A4 pieces of paper to each other.
Mm. There's only two tools any man needs.
What's
and that?
That
is gaffer tape or WD-40.
Why? Are you planning to kill loads of people and then fix their hinges?
No, because if it's broken, you use gaffer tape. If it's stuck, you use WD-40.
Who taught you that?
My dad.
He's a good guy. Or he's a murderer. I can't work it out. Welcome to the show. We've got quite the show today for you guys. It's going to be non-stop poppity pop. No, not pop. Just poppity pop was the first word that came into my head. We've got loads of guests. Isaiah Dreads is about to join us. Julius Cowdery from Made in Chelsea. Brooklyn's coming in. Shogun is going to be on the phone. And Amaroon is on a little bit later. So, basically, back-to-back new music.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited for all of these. Plus, we're going to be playing some new music. Up next, we're going to be playing a new one from Ritual and Run the Jewels, which is a bit exciting. And then after that, we're going to be in the studio with Isaiah, but we're also going to have music news and reviews a little bit later on so we can talk to you a bit about all these new music songs that we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You happy with that, Adam?
Yeah.
Happy Thursday, by the way.
I know.
It's like three Thursdays to Christmas. It actually is three Thursdays to Christmas. We've got three shows left before Santa comes. Jing-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling-ling. Yeah. So you don't even need to pay for sound effects on this station because I can just make them for you. Ho, 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 ho!
I know.
What were you going to say?
I stopped myself from saying anything.
How dare you interrupt Santa? Oh, my gosh.
Good job, B.
Thank you. Good job, B. So should Santa start again or should
Santa...
Yes,
start again.
No, you should do it.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my God, creepy.
Oh, fine.
Okay, let's play... This is from Ritual's brand new EP. It's featuring Mononoke. This is Bottle Tops.
Bottle tops have enough to fill my pocket. Touch is not enough to bring me.
Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Bake Off is like quintessential BBC.
But you're not a fan yourself, are you?
Can I just tell you, since you've been rabbiting on about it, I've taped a bit of it and watched it on my little deck when I have a little evening off. I got quite into it.
You did? Are you much of a baker?
Yeah, I'm good.
A master baker?
I'm very good in every area of the house. The kitchen, the bedroom, you name it.
Lizzie.
I can conjure up a dish out of nothing.
What can you do with melons? What can you do with your melons?
I have a lovely pair of melons, let me tell you. With a little cherry on top. It's very sweet.
Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
What? Hear what I say. We are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. What? RT&J, we the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. What? We did a tablet of acid today. Lit joints with the matches and ashes away. Hey. We dash away. Dollar and Dixon, the pistol is rattling away.
Doctors of death, filling our patients to breath. We are the pain you can trust. Trumpet at work, hooking up curses and slurs. Smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for blaming you fuck. Maiming my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my brother. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw.
We are the murderers there. Dealt with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push. Now I smoke pounds of the kush. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Two runner over and out of this bitch.
Step into the spotlight. Uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Cup in the clouds on a missile to turn this whole town into dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic. I'm a slut. I don't know how to not spit like a loud. I spill a pound of my kids on your couch.
Half of a Mongol and mystical team. Dealing this treacherous thing. Legend says L is a spun out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. Yo, I can eat like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today in this hell, I should pay. Tell the Lord Mikey said, fuck. It was fun.
Every new record's my dick in a box. We get a doozy, the mullah's a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fox. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rocks. You kiss the wood chipper blade if you bark. I'm fucking magic, in fact, I'm a warlock and talk. I got a unicorn horn for a
stop.
Step into the spotlight.
Mike in the jelly won't snitch. I rent the room at the Ritz. I sip a fifth of the whisk. I smoke a dub in the tub. Then I was split on my wrist.
I pull a sword on you since. Just for the flick of the wrist. Get your neck given a miss. Me and my skip away whistling and grin. Every day's golden when you only win.
Bullying bastards and beating on beat. Sounds like a day at the beach.
Preach.
I keep the middle school step on your feet. Before you can speak, blow to the feet.
We move up on the ones who think I'm me. You think I'm lying, you right see my teeth. Don't be a bore when I'm roaring for moves. Hunt is no fun when your prey doesn't move. I put a gun to a bunny like truth. Say something funny, your bunny go boom. You got a bevy of shit you could groove. We like to thank you for choosing our crew.
And that's from the crew you can trust. Warranty plus for fucking shit up. We are the no-gooders, do-gooders, known of the dancers and dealers and doers of dust.
Run the Jewels, legend has it. Isaiah Dreads joins me in the studio because I've turned into an Australian person. Isaiah, how is it going?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
We're very excited to have you in the studio. I was checking out your Fire in the Booth the other day. Very good. Although at the beginning it is like the warnings you get on the most naughty film you could ever watch in your history of life. Yeah. It's like, do not watch this if you are offended by anything at all. Because it was a bit naughty, wasn't it?
Mm. But I enjoyed that though.
Yeah, it was like you were on fire. It was, well... Oh, pun. No, not a pun, just making... how was that? Because it's quite a big accolade to do one of those, isn't it?
A Fire in the Booth is something I've wanted to do for so long. And, like, since I was, like, proper young, I used to watch them
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just sick to be able to do it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think still, like, it's one of the best things I've done and put out. So.
And was it? Were you scared?
No, I was just
buzzing.
Mad excited.
Yeah.
Mad excited.
And so you've just released your new single, 1 Minute, which has come out since you've been signed to Z Dot.
Yeah.
How's 101 Music? How's it been since you signed with them?
It's been very good. I've just been working hard and writing more than ever. And yeah, I've just made so much music in the past couple of months. Like, I just can't wait for everything to come out. And
which is the most important thing for us, because we want to hear more of you.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're only young, but you've been doing this since you were really young, right? Where did it all start for you?
I started when I was like 5 or 6, but I wasn't...
Which is about as young as you can be to start in the grime sort of vibe,
yeah.
Because you can't really speak before then, can you?
Yeah.
How old do you start speaking?
I don't know.
Basically, from speaking, you were going.
I guess my brother raps too. And grime wasn't too big in my area, but he always had Channel U on. And... yeah, I just used to love it. I think the energy of grime, I've always thought it's just been sick. And yeah, I used to love just making little raps when I was young. And yeah, I just never stopped, I guess.
And was there a moment you sort of went, actually, this is something I could do for a living?
Yeah, that was when I was like 9. I went to the studio for the first time when I was 9.
Oh my God.
And I remember recording in the booth, and I was just like, yeah, this is the one.
This,
like, it's just fun.
You really did start young. This is like Michael Jackson young. Jackson 5 young. But I mean, you know, it's important to know what you want to do when you're 9. I don't think people know what they want to do when they're like 90, but like you knew. And we're happy that you did it. Tell me a bit about 1 Minute. It's your new single. It's the first single since you signed.
Mm.
Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so it was made really, really spontaneously. I was in the studio of Z Dot and Crunchy, and we were just like, oh, let's make a track on the spot. So they're making the beat and I'm writing at the same time. And yeah, before we know it, the track's just done. And I think I called it 1 Minute because I was making a lot of freestyles, like video freestyles at the time, and they were like 30 seconds or a minute long. So the point was they were short and just straight to the point. And yeah, I made the track like so much can happen in a minute. And it was just, yeah, that's what the track was based off. But yeah.
Sick. So that's sort of like Instagram grime, isn't it? Because it's like fits into an Instagram video length.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the new music is, finding ways to get to people with your
straight
music.
To the point.
From every angle, you know, like putting it out on Instagram, putting it out on Facebook, putting it out on all the social media. Do you feel that's, because you are of the generation of like the social media generation that we're all in, do you feel like that's affected the way you run your career, the way you sort of work?
Yeah, I think I use social media and for everything. Like,
yeah.
I think every rapper and, well, everyone in general does. So I think it definitely does change what I do and how I do it.
And your EP Lone Wolf is available to pre-record right now, but tomorrow it is out.
It's out tomorrow, yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited, very excited.
Does it feel like a relief to kind of get it, not yet, but to be getting nearly there to having it out there in the world?
Yeah, I'm just excited for everyone to hear it.
Yeah? Does it feel different to your mixtapes? Does it feel like a different style of project, or is it just one and the same, just a different kind of length of track or whatever?
It's a different vibe, I think, completely to like the stuff I've put out in the past, which is definitely an exciting thing, because I think 1 Minute, I'd never made a song like 1 Minute before I made 1 Minute. And that's like every track on the EP. I'd never made a song like those. So
sick.
I'm excited.
And how did Z Dot sort of find you, or how did you guys get together? Because he produced the track as well.
Yeah, he produced the whole EP.
And obviously signed you to his co-signed label, 101 Music. How did you get together?
Me and Z Dot were talking we've been talking for years, like, because I always...
He's been watching you.
Yeah, I always used to write to his beats when I was young, like... It was Z Dot. And I guess we were talking and I did my Fire in the Booth and he was just like, let's get in the studio now. So it was from that point. It was in like January, February. We got in the studio and yeah, we just clicked, I guess. I find his beats just fun to write to.
Yeah.
They're proper bouncy.
I think as well, Fire in the Booth is a way to test young artists that are new to the game, to say this is, because it's one of the, like, doing a freestyle like that. Because Sarah loved Mice Diggy do the same thing on FUBAR as well, and they've done some absolutely incredible ones.
Yeah,
but it really shows how good you are, doesn't it? And
yeah,
it obviously proven that you're sick because you got signed straight away from doing it. Does that feel really good because it's kind of set you apart from a lot of, because a lot of artists do take part in it and lots of other freestyles, but does it feel good to sort of have something come straight out of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think I worked hard for The Fire in the Booth. I really put a lot into it when I wrote it. So I feel like it just kind of, I think that's why a lot came from it, because I really put a lot into it. But.
And it comes across that you love, because I've read a lot that you love performing live, and I've sadly never seen you live. I've seen you obviously through the guise of social media and YouTube, but I'm desperate to see you live. You performed at Glastonbury this year.
Yep. Yeah.
And you've performed it there before, haven't you? Performed there the year before, right?
Yeah, I performed there a couple of times.
What is it that you love about live performing?
I think with live performing, it's just like, I work hard every day writing and recording and mixing songs and all the rest of it. When you perform a track, it's just finally showing everyone what you've worked hard making.
Yeah.
So I think that's why performing's the best part. And especially when you see people enjoying the song, because it's like, I made this and they're people dancing and they're going crazy. Like, that's the best thing.
I think that must be nuts. That must be a nuts feeling.
Yeah, it's the best feeling.
And what's the next thing for the rest of the year? So you've got, you know, it's nearly 2017. Yeah. You've got the EP coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
What's up next for you?
I'm just writing as much as possible. Yep. Like, just trying to get as much music together as I can. And yeah, 2017.
Do you think album bangers. In 2017 maybe, or another EP?
Another EP.
Very exciting. So we've got more new music coming ASAP, which is what we want.
ASAP.
Sick. So on the show, we play a little game. Don't be scared. It's a bit of a weird game. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island and I get you to pick the worst possible song you could imagine being stuck on this desert island with. It can be anything from something you used to like, but now if you heard it, it would grate you, or something you know if you were stuck on a desert island with it, you couldn't bear it. So Isaiah Dreads, what is your desert island dick?
Currently, I reckon it'd be Black Beatles by Ray Sherman, because I did like that song.
Of course you did. Everyone did.
Everyone did, but now when I hear it, I'm like, no.
Also, now when I hear it, I feel panicked that I need to do that thing where you don't move.
Yeah, just
do a freeze frame. I'm like, I actually, funnily enough, opened the show with Nicki Minaj's version. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that, no.
It's called Black Barbies, and it's kind of, I kind of like it more than like the Ray Sherman version.
Oh, is it better?
I do like it a lot. Don't tell them I said that, though. No, it is very good, but it's slightly better because it's not reminding you 100% of that stupid challenge that everyone did that I never did, and I feel a bit jealous about everyone else.
I didn't do one either.
Oh, good. We can be together in the non... We can maybe do one now. No, let's not. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. It's been an absolute pleasure. Will
you
come back? Maybe you can come back and do a freestyle or something.
100%.
We would love to have you back. Also, when you get the new EP out, please come back.
We'd
love to see you.
Definitely.
Can you introduce your brand new single for us?
This is Isaiah Dreads, and this is my brand new single, Going In.
It's Isaiah Dreads, Z-Dog, Crunchy. Let's go. I know they can see me in the country, running through the sticks of my bros. And I do any kind of beat, that's just me. I come big with the flows. Rate me and I'll rate you, that's just it. Yeah, it really works both ways. First thing, I am on a train, head to the lab, make a track, then it's back to the base. Too many bars, not enough beats. When I'm going far, that's a must, you can see what I does. Turn 18, went from a boy to a man, seen lust, lost hope, but the trust is mad. I'm light years ahead, tracks all year, got a little buzz, it's mad. They want so much so quick, but I don't give a damn, cause I'm really like 1 minute. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool. 1 minute, like 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool. 1 minute, like I know what I want. I want this mobile hit in the brick. Top 10, yeah, I want 3. Make that 6. Future bigger than my kicks. Grime hip hop, I'm grounded. I sound cocky, but that's not the way that it is. Music brings out the confidence. I go ham, give a shit when the beat gets lit. Like living in the moment, sitting back, sipping on the potions. Sippy on the rhythm, I'm cold. Every day I wanna improve, wanna be a role model for the youth. For sure, I know. Thinking ahead is the key. Don't worry about me. One big track, yeah, I got loads. Bro, I already been where you wanna go. Bro, I ain't got a change, I ain't got a post. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool. 1 minute, like 1 minute.
in it, warm in it, warm in it. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool, warm in it. Like, bro, you a thirsty boy. Give me the mic and I'ma murk these boys. Nah, give me the mic and I'ma show them how. Not 1-2 minutes, I'ma show them now. 1-2 gimmicks, I'ma show them no. 1-2 lyrics, I'ma show them flow. When I step in the booth, I'm like an animal. I do it how I tell them I do. Yeah, I'm repping to you and the guys who wanna see this blow. Rep the guys who wanna see me grow as an artist. 1-2 sold out shows as an artist. Rap grime, yeah, I want both as an artist. True. Anything I work for, yeah, I did it. Making tracks every day, I'm proof that so much happens in a minute. Like, 1 minute. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool. 1 minute, like, 1 minute. Summertime's gone, but I'm still hot with it. I still make grind, but I'm so rock with it. No minutes on the phone, but I'm cool. 1 minute, like,
one.
Radio presents
The Hannah Witten Show.
I really like my boyfriend and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be shit. Like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it. You're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore, so here's my compromise. You watch me.
I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody?
Of course she is. She's Hannah Witten.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Witten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Dua Lipa's brand new one. Sad that she just missed out on Brit's Critics' Choice. She's a very good girl. That's a great song. We've also joined by Julius Cowdrey in the studio, a Made in Chelsea star and singer-songwriter who's just released his debut single. How's it going?
Yeah, no, good, good. Thank you for having me.
Our very big pleasure. Very big pleasure. Now, I saw the other night you did a little performance, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Was it a couple of nights ago? How did that go? Was that your
party.
Sort of first... Well, is it first sort of performing the new single?
Yeah, that was the first time. That was the first time Seven Roses performed.
How did it go? Exciting.
Yeah, people enjoyed it, but it was mostly friends, family, and we had some press down and influencers down, so it was like a really good night.
Aww.
But yeah, people enjoyed it, I think.
So how do you feel about live performance? Does it come naturally to you? Did you just sort of...
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best, you know, best feeling for me.
And yeah. where did it because you're not really because you're obviously you've got from a famous sporting background, you've yep. gone into music. It's very different. How did that happen? Did you naturally just know that music was the one for you?
So my mum sang jazz when she was younger professionally, so it was always like always there. So
yeah.
she was always pushing me into singing lessons and all that, and I'm quite glad I didn't do the cricket thing, although everyone expected me to. I have a twin brother who plays cricket professionally.
Oh, thank God, someone's
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, so someone had to.
Yeah,
had
so to he someone. Took the mantle.
He did, yeah.
So he's a twin. You're
a twin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I love twins.
Yeah, we songwrite together.
Do you?
Yeah.
So he's a cricketer and a songwriter.
Lyricist, yeah. He writes a lot of the lyrics.
Sick. But,
not for Seven Roads. Seven Roads was...
Seven Roads is all you.
Solo project, yeah.
Oh. So how did your Made in Chelsea pals take to Seven Roads?
Good. Well, I sung Seven Roads at Liv's birthday.
Yeah.
In the second episode. And they loved it, which was they really enjoyed it.
Have you found that Made in Chelsea has sort of helped you in terms of your music to get it out to more people?
Yeah, because before I would have just been throwing it out to my friends and my family.
Yeah.
I think, and now I've got this avid following, this
yeah.
following who just want to see what's going on. So to have that, you know, have that platform is just amazing.
Do you find it difficult? Because we've had Andy has been on the show, Andy Jordan, who used to be in the cast and obviously another singer-songwriter. And he was talking about some of the difficulties of sort of doing both. Mm. And how are you finding juggling being a TV star and being a musician?
It's a question I get asked the most, actually. Do you think that your music will stay credible if you're on the show? I get asked quite a lot, and I always kind of think to myself, if my music is good enough,
yeah.
then I think it'll shine through. At the same time, I don't regret going on the show.
No, because it's a fantastic way to get your music out to exactly. people who may have not heard it.
Mm. I know from starting, I've gained such a good following from it, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
it's a platform.
And are you having a lot of fun doing the show?
Loving it, yeah, having a good time.
Is it quite scary?
It's like jumping into a shark tank at times. There's a lot of people.
That's
lot of different,
a good way to describe it. Jumping into a shark
yeah,
tank.
A lot of differing views, a lot of differing opinions. You know, you don't necessarily get on with everyone. I haven't. I've had my fair share of arguments. I tell you what, it's not fun. But you take the rough with the smooth. I think you just ride that wave, and then you know you got your good friends on there, and you stick with them. But you know you got to confront a lot of issues. Then you just got to take it. I think.
And the end of your party is just like half awkward, half really fun. The people that you have argued
you
with,
just, you just stick with your friends.
Yeah. No, but I think I think it's amazing that you could. I basically can't argue with people anyway. And also then watching it back and them knowing what you've said and you knowing what they said,
sure,
I just don't know how.
I'm awful. I can't argue. I'm not good at arguing, but suddenly I've become good. I think I've become good at it.
You've become an eloquent arguer.
I have, yeah, somehow.
But. Talking of eloquent arguing, let's talk about your songwriting. So does it take upon your sort of personal experiences? Are we going to hear some songs about the Made in Chelsea people? Are we hearing songs about things that have happened to you?
Yeah, all my music is really about me. Seven Roses was actually about, I wrote about a friend who I kept on saying to him, and I think all his family and friends, he kept on going back to this girl who he loved.
Yeah.
But I said to him, saying, well, why are you blind? He's blinded basically by his love for her. And I was just like,
still,
just
is
stupid.
He still blinded by
he
it?
He went down, he went back to her. So obviously like Seven Roads. I was basically saying like, there are seven roads. There's a day you could take every day of the week, but it shouldn't be her.
Yeah.
But he kept on going down that path and he kept on going down that road and he was messed up by doing it. But he was just so infatuated by her.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, he would have been in a better place. And he doesn't have to take my opinion, but I think I was right in the end.
And now he has to listen to your opinion,
so
whatever
now,
happens.
Yeah, now if he turns, he tunes in.
But he has like not gone back to her, right?
He did, and then it was a mistake.
Oh, but he's not with her now.
No, he's
Thank
not.
God
no, no.
for that.
He's on to the next one already.
Yeah, so he at least, you know, the song has done some good as well. It's just being a good song, it's also done good in the world.
Well, you know, that's what I'd like to do.
I think for your next song, you need to do something else now for somebody else. You need to make them, you know, maybe write a song to Donald Trump or something.
Shall I? Well, there's a song at the moment called F Trump. Obviously, the F stands for something.
You can say fuck on this show.
Oh, fuck Trump. Yeah.
This is what the fun side of
it was actually above me on the viral chart and on Spotify. So I was number 2 in the Spotify viral chart.
Sick.
Top 50, yeah.
Which is actually incredible because Spotify is the tastemaker of the moment.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it got that high up, and that it was there for a while. And I was just thinking, it's just fuck Trump is just above me.
But I mean, you know, fuck Trump is a fair point. So I think both of you deserve
it's
to
relative.
Be there.
It's relative to the moment.
It's a good.
It?
It's better than like something really shit being above you. Do you know what I mean?
The Weekend were number 3 for a while, and I didn't mind that.
That is big time.
So that felt it was very humbling, but it was quite cool at the same time.
So tell me what's up next for you musically, because you're busy filming, carrying on doing Made in Chelsea, but are you going to be writing over the, because obviously you break for Christmas and chill, yeah. I hope. Are you going to be writing? Are you going to be making some more music? Are we going to see some more releases? 100%.
Yeah, we're already I've been recording the second track, which is quite exciting. And that'll be released next year. So it's been pretty crazy, but this Christmas will be a bit of a break, but just in the studio writing for a potential album next year, but at the moment we're just focused on the second track.
And collaborations, I always like to ask sort of up and coming artists about their dream collaborations.
Yeah,
what would be your sort of dream collaboration?
It's almost quite an easy one for me because I think Sia.
Oh yeah.
Did you expect that? No one expects me to say that.
I never expected you to say that, but I fucking love Sia.
I fucking love her. She's so cool. Her voice is unbelievable. I think she's got the best voice in the world.
I think you could be quite correct there. I think she's got one of the best voices in the world. Yeah, I would agree
and,
with that.
And songwriting wise, she just nails it. She writes for everyone.
So. And no one realises how, because everyone's like, oh my God, Sia's so new. She's not. She has been controlling the music industry from behind the scenes for like 10, 15 years.
Well, she was never going to be a singer because apparently she didn't think that she could do it.
No, she wasn't really into it.
Yeah, she thought it would affect her too much because she's struggled with suicide and all these things. I read up a lot on it, but she's class.
She's incredible.
That
and
I won't wear a wig. I'm not going to wear a wig.
Julius, I'm not sure it's going to work out if you're not willing to wear the wig.
Shit.
I will WhatsApp Sia now.
Let her know, can you?
And I'll ask her if she would, because I mean, everybody else has worn the wig.
Okay, this is it.
I think you would wear the wig.
Do you have a wig for me right now?
My hair looks a bit like a wig, but it's actually my actual hair. If I could see you wearing the Sia wig, I would do everything in my power to make that happen for you.
Do you think I would be number one in the viral?
You'd be more than number one. I don't even know what that is, but you would be my number one.
Oh, you're number one.
Yes.
Oh, that means a lot.
110%.
I need to write a song about this moment.
If you don't. I mean, I am honestly one of the most written about presenters in the history of the world. I tend to make most singers songs about myself when they come and chat to me, just because I like the idea that it could be about me. But I don't want Seven Roads to be about me, because that sounds like it's about a bit of a bitch.
You don't want that. No. Because that's, we don't like her.
So let's make a new one about wigs and me and you.
Write a song.
Yeah.
You can join in.
Okay, should we write one now?
Okay.
Wigs.
You start off.
Okay, wigs and figs for Christmas time. That's my first one. Figs. Christmas.
We sing and dance. And all we do is rhyme.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
And it's about time.
With my vodka soda, I want some lime.
Yes!
Oh, what a song. Is this the best song you've ever sung?
Number one in the viral Spotify chart. Thank you, bye. And we weren't even wearing wigs.
Wearing wigs. Love it.
So anyway, we'll discuss the splits of that after the show. I don't know how you want to distribute
that.
Well,
you start it, so maybe you get a higher
split.
Yeah,
I get 60, you 40. Okay, 50-50. I'll do 50-50.
I was actually thinking you more. I thought you took the, you know.
Well, are you saying that because you think this song isn't going to do well? Because I think it's going to be a huge, huge hit.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, cool. We'll maybe get Skrillex to remix it or something. I think that would be good. Sort of like dubstep.
Get Sia on it.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Sia's the main feature. And Kendrick Lamar obviously has to be on it. So we play a little game on this show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Dicks.
Dicks like dicks. Yeah, exactly as you think
like
it
penis.
Is. Yeah, like penis.
Okay.
But the dick version. Julius, I'd like you to go to a desert island on your own. That's where I'm going to send you. And on said desert island, I'd like you to pick the shittest, most horrific song you could imagine being stuck with on said desert island. And you have to tell me then what that is, and I'm going to send you to the desert island with said dick.
I think it's Spinning Around. Is it called Spinning Around?
By Pete Burns.
Spinning Around.
Oh, no, Kylie Minogue. Hey,
Kylie Minogue. What have you got, Northern?
Just for like 3.5 seconds there.
Do we have to say Kylie Minogue like that?
Kylie Minogue. Spinning Around.
Hate that song.
I'm spinning around.
But I actually don't mind it like once, but imagine being stuck with that song.
Oh my God, you would have some sort of...
epileptic fit or something.
Yes, it would be uncomfortable in many ways. I think you should do a cover of it.
No,
keep it spinning around those nightmares for the rest of your life.
Because I think it's spinning around, like in your head, you're thinking, oh God, no, it's never going to stop.
No, and it will never stop because you're stuck on. Yeah, it's very good.
I feel like there are so many obvious ones, but I think.
The reason it was good is because it came from your heart. The best thing about this game is you have to just say as you see.
That's what you get from me. You get it from the heart, you know.
I just really feel that you give me everything from your heart, and that's what a good songwriter is. It's getting really deep in the studio.
This is sweet. This is sweet.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. We're going to now play your brand new single. Can you introduce it for us?
Sure. This is Seven Roads I See You by Julius Cowdery.
Woo! Thank you for joining us on FUBAR Radio.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Wander down these seven roads, wondering what to do. Everyone thinks that I'm a fool, 'cause I've been searching just for you. You told me once, you told me twice, that you won't be there for me. I still wander down these seven roads, hoping that I'll see you.
Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Trust me, cocoa butter and fairy liquid is doing me a whale. Johanna's got that thing in tubs. I went to the yard, yeah, and I just see cocoa butter in the bathroom. But you know, like the industrial size Palmer's thing. You know, like she got name brand cocoa butter.
Oh,
so I'm
snap.
Looking at her like, yo, so you stayed over? Like, no, that's mine. You know, went in the fridge, I saw jerk chicken, I saw Bayesian sauce. We're easy, Johanna.
I knew you were coming, so I googled appropriate snacks.
Every Friday.
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
With his debut single at the age of 11, causing quite the controversy in the FUBAR offices. Basically, it's only me who likes it.
Yeah, it is.
Don't be mean. He's 11 years old, Adam. Okay. Basically, is that going to be his baby, 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 oh? Because, like, when that came out, not everyone liked it.
No.
And... you know, Justin Bieber is now one of the biggest selling artists of all time.
So you're putting Cruz to be the next Justin Bieber?
Yeah, he's been signed to Scooter Braun, his management company, which is who found and signed Cruz Beckham. I mean, Justin Bieber. Also, Justin Bieber thinks he's good.
Okay.
Also, he's fucking cute. He can't listen to this show because we swear.
Yeah.
But he's really cute. I'm eating a chocolate mouse, by the way, everyone. I apologise. I just realised I started eating it and it's quite loud. So tweet us in at Foo Bar Radio. What do you think of Cruz Beckham's new song? Do you think it's Justin Bieber reincarnate or do you think it's Justin neither?
But do you think a Christmas track is the way to get out there as your first track?
He's 11, Adam. Anything that he does is going to be sweet, sweet, sweet.
I'm trying to think. There was it Aaron Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him? When I was younger.
Oh my God, he was my Justin Bieber.
Yes, he was our Justin Bieber, wasn't he?
I mean, he wasn't. I mean, we weren't there together listening.
No,
like
together. I mean, we were. Yeah.
But it was platonic.
Spiritually, we were together.
Aaron Carter's first single. Hold on, let me find that. I bet you now would know.
Was it? No, it wasn't Puppy Love. That was someone else. That's
okay,
Club Genius,
so can I just say? I just typed into Google Aaron Carter first song, and the thing that people ask most regularly is, "Where is Aaron Carter? Is Aaron Carter dead? Who originally sang the song 'I Want Candy'?" Is Aaron Carter dead? No, he's not.
No. I follow him on Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. Everything you do is a bit creepy. I feel like you fancy Aaron Carter. That's why.
Yeah, I do.
Even now?
Even now, he's hot.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. Yeah. I don't want to hear your opinions on Cruz Beckham because...
No, he's 11.
Not like that, as in, you know, you're being mean about him, and I think he's lovely.
Yeah.
He also is 11. You forget he actually, he's 11.
Hmm.
I know 11-year-olds, and I'm like, I barely let them out of the house, you know?
I know.
Like, I'd be scared to let an 11-year-old out of the house, let alone have his own Instagram account.
I know. And he's busy writing, he's had this Christmas song where normally I'd just be playing PlayStation at 11.
Can I just say, he's donating all of the proceeds to Capital FM's charity, Global, I think.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm on board with that now.
Yeah, so I think it's a good vibe. He's not taking any money from it. Because if he did, he wouldn't be able to have it anyway because he's not old enough to have a bank account.
Mm. And I think his dad's got a lot.
His dad's got a fair bit, yeah. Another bit of exciting news is Rag & Bone Man has just won the Brits Critics' Choice. Can you believe it's come round again? I feel like it was just like 10 seconds ago that Jack Garrett won Brits Critics' Choice.
I honestly can't remember the last... Bruce.
It just kind of went and gone
and then it's back again.
What do you think about Rag & Bone Man? Do you know much about
I don't know much about Rag & Bone Man apart from he normally comes down my road with a bell and collecting old scrap iron.
Oh my God, dude, like the people listening to this will not understand what you're talking about. He's 31 and he is the 10th recipient of the Brits Critics' Choice. And much to many of your surprise, mm-hmm. although it feels like a very masculine award, there's actually been 5 male winners and 5 female winners. Because there was a spate of female winners, Jessie J, Ellie Goulding, Emily Sandé, and then there's now been a spate of male winners all in one.
Because
it was James Bay, then it was Jack Garrett, then it was him, Rag & Bone Man. But he's cool, and I like him, and I feel like it's a good choice. He was up against Dua Lipa and Anne-Marie, who are two girls that I think have been making waves in the music industry. Both really hardworking, both... very good singers, and so I kind of feel like it was a hard win,
yeah.
And the more obscure person did win, which I think always happens.
And this is what we were saying before, that anyone that is nominated for that, they all have that like a sort of an original sound of the year.
Yeah,
there's no one. You won't get two artists alike in this.
Although
this category.
He's not hugely far from Jack Garrett in terms of the sound of his voice.
Yeah,
they both have got quite a guttural, deep male voice, but they're very different as well.
Yeah, I mean, like all the artists in that category are just completely. If you put them next to each other, you would never.
Do you remember when Jessie J won?
No.
That was... Did she even win? I might be making that up. I'm pretty sure she did.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Where's she? In America?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Should find her.
Interesting. This is interesting. The Weeknd...
Uh-huh.
...who's just released his album, Starboy, is performing on X Factor.
Sweet.
Alongside Kylie Minogue and Little Mix. But that, I think, is quite interesting.
Why'd you say that?
I just don't know. I didn't... think I didn't think that the Weeknd would do it. It doesn't feel like the Weeknd's kind of thing. It would be like if Kanye West did the X Factor.
Yeah,
which could happen.
We could happen, but you just wouldn't. You just didn't.
Just
see
didn't
it. You just didn't see it happening.
Another thing I didn't expect was Madonna's carpool karaoke. Have you seen that?
No,
with James Corden.
I like carpool karaoke, and I want to watch this one.
It's good. She does some. She shows off. Put it this way: she shows off her yoga poses.
Oh,
she, at one point she puts one and then both of her legs over her head. Goodness, and she twerked quite aggressively into the camera.
Too old for that, Madonna, come on.
Just to wind back to the Brits Critics' Choice, she also fell over at the Brits.
Yeah, that was...
Got her cape caught and fell off, really badly fell.
Yeah, there was a lot of conspiracy theories of what actually happened. Was it a stunt? Was it all rigged? Or was it an actual genuine
accident? What, like Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
God, I remember that. That was ages ago.
That was, the Super Bowl?
When she got her tit out.
Yeah, when...
Now everyone's getting their tits out. Free the nipple, that's what I say. That was probably all from Janet Jackson getting a nip out, one nip out of the Super Bowl. Frank Ocean is going to be headlining Love Box. Holy shit.
Love Box.
Everyone is going to fucking go to Love Box next year. We obviously go, FUBAR Radio.
We've been for the last 2 years.
We will be back, definitely, trying to find Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Really great lineup. Also, across the board, Field Day are sort of bringing it up as well with the lineups. They've got some big... But Frank Ocean, really, they really fucking smashed it with that. Because it's... I don't know, maybe that means he's going to do Glastonbury as well.
Probably.
Oof,
I reckon he would.
That's bloody exciting, isn't it? A bit bloody exciting. Donald Trump has been named Time Person of the Year. Now, I think this needs clearing up.
Yeah, can you... Because
number one, it used to be called Man of the Year until 1999 when they changed it to Person of the Year because they realised it was fucking ridiculously sexist that it was only a man that would be on the front cover of Time. Number two, this is not a person they think is really cool and sick. This is a person they think has the most worldwide influence. So it's not actually, hey, we love Donald Trump, so he's Person of the Year. It's actually, this is a person that's probably going to be quite influential in the next year.
But there must be...
As far as I can tell...
But there must have been other candidates that haven't...
Been a cunt.
Yeah, that haven't funded hate, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Other recipients have been Gandhi, Pope Francis, Barack Obama twice, and Hitler.
Well, there you are.
And Hitler. And someone made quite a stark comparison of Hitler's pose and Donald Trump's pose. Donald Trump's pose on the on Time Person of the Year is funny.
I'm going to have to Google it.
He's sitting on a chair and, like, basically, imagine if someone said to you, right, you're going to be Time Person of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, cool. What were you doing for the photo? Right, let's sit in a chair and turn all the way around whilst sitting in the chair and just look at me like you're looking at someone who's just farted behind you in a library.
That is a quite accurate description of how Donald Trump is looking in that picture. We'll have to tweet that one out, I think.
I just feel perplexed by it. So partly wondering whether Time have sort of fucked him over in a sense by making him pose like someone's farted behind him in a library and he's looking at them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that one up for you. There is a new film coming out of Baywatch.
Holy shit.
It stars Zac Efron and Dwayne Johnson and it looks fucking funny. I do like a bit of The Rock, you know. And by The Rock, I mean Dwayne Johnson. If you don't know, that's his WWF character name. Also, I saw in real life Pamela Anderson.
What?
2 weeks ago. I went to an event. I was DJing an event and she saw me DJ. Pamela Anderson and her breasts saw me DJ. Are we ready?
That's incredible.
What, the breasts or me?
Well, just you meeting Pamela Anderson.
I didn't meet her. I stood near her. I smelled her skin. It's very different.
Did you get that lock of hair?
Yeah, I did. Well. And I've got us in restraining order now, which is fine. you know, worth it, I would say. I think we can now move on to some music because you've probably all bored to shit of me talking about Donald Trump looking at farts. John Legend is going to be up next, and so sad. I am genuinely playing this next song for Nat, and she's not here today, but I hope she knows this is for her. The first one is for is John Legend, which, Nat, that's not for you. Overload featuring Miguel, which is from his new album, and Childish Gambino is following that with Have Some Love. Is she there? Is she there? Nat, I love you!
Yeah, we used to flirt with freedom, before everybody knew our name. We became their favorite secret, love for love and not for fame. Oh, when I was your user, your FaceTime abuser, dose after dose till we crashed. Now they bet on our game, say we'll go down in flames. It's too good, or we never could last. But oh, we was undercover till it overflowed, overexposed. Oh, chained our love together, never took it slow. And now we know life on overload. Don't we always make a show of love? Let that cell phone ring, let that bluebird sing, let that message say unread. Let them talk about us, let them talk too much, while we rule the whole world from my bed. 'Cause oh, we was undercover till it overflowed, overexposed. Oh, chained our life together, never took it slow. And now we know life on overload. Don't we always make a show of love? Life on overload. Must we make a spectacle of love?
Presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
If it could go wrong, it goes wrong, but that's a really... I watched that on an aeroplane. And have you found that airlines now show movies that you can't quite believe they show on aeroplanes
anymore? 100%, like Flight.
Flight's on there. What on earth?
Planes have... They just make a good film even better.
What
and
is
bad
that
films
about? True.
Watchable.
It's so true.
I don't know what it is.
It's a new podcast. So true.
Films on planes.
Every Friday.
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Some time for one another, really love one another.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me.
Rag and Bone Man, that don't is put human. Your blame on sorry, me. Rag and Bone Man, I just spoke over you there. He is Brit's Critics' Choice winner right there. In the studio we have Brooklyn. How's
Hello.
It going?
Good, you?
Brand new single, Cupid.
Yes.
Out
yes.
now. Well, out, no, 12th.
Monday. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yes. I'm so excited. Like, it's something that, you know, I've been waiting for a while. For a while. So, I can't wait.
So tell us, let's kick off by talking a bit about it. We're going to go through your repertoire in a minute, but okay. Cupid, what is it about or who is it about?
So a lot of people think it's about me, but it's not actually about me. It's about my best friend.
See, this seems to be a theme that artists are like using because their friends get into these. I mean, who are your friends? Because all these friends get into these
some weird friends.
Naughty situations. No. Tell us the story.
So basically it's about a messy breakup. So my best friend was with a guy that was in our circle. And basically, he cheated on her with another girl that was in our circle.
Awkward.
So it was so awkward.
That is more than awkward.
Like, massively. Like, and
also the girl.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like, we don't talk to her no more. Like, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But
Bae,
yeah, no.
Letting the girls down.
I know.
But tell me what happened. So what did she do?
Yeah. So she like. I didn't obviously didn't realise it at the time, but when I look back now, like little things, do you know what I mean?
Was it a regular cheat? Was it like a cheating?
Yeah, well, they were like texting and everything, like behind the back, and you know, it was just messy. So,
you know, I think those are signs for a psychopath.
Yeah.
I was listening to something the other day, and it said if you don't have like you don't feel guilt about things like that.
Really?
No. It was about not feeling guilt, but for things like killing people as opposed to like. But maybe, you know. Not feeling guilty about
doing naughty stuff like that as well.
I know.
At least something good came out of it.
Definitely. Yes, exactly.
And how does it feel that you're... Well, it's coming out Monday, and how does it feel sort of in the run-up to the release? All the great feedback you've been getting.
I've got so much support from it already.
Premiere on Wonderland as well, which
is incredible. Like, insane. Absolutely insane. So I feel super blessed. Like, it's been just amazing. Like, the support and love that I've got from it already is just amazing. And I can't wait to drop the video and everything as well. So your videos are a thing.
So you did a little like sort of cover hold up, which was Naina Cherry's Buffalo's Dance, which was it wasn't a cover, it was like a remix.
Yeah, just like a remix,
which got a lot of attention. Yeah. 500,000 over 500,000 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
I just punched my microphone. I'm so excited for you. I punched my microphone. So are you going to... I was going to say, my actual question was, are you going to be making a video for Cupid? But you are. But what is it going to be?
So it's already done. So basically, I wanted to get as close to the story as possible. Like, I didn't want it to be like...
Just not the real people, though. That might be...
Yeah, no, not the real people, no. But, I wanted... Obviously, it's only 3 minutes long, so I wanted to get, like, the key elements of what happened, and I want it to be just, like, really real and relatable, like, you know, because obviously breakups are... a real life.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like this happen every day. So, yeah, I just wanted to get the real essence of the story. And, you know, we shot in Shoreditch, Brick Lane, Notting Hill. So, like, places of art, you know. And, yeah, just good vibes. So I'm excited for it to come out.
When is it coming out?
Very shortly. We don't have it.
Undisclosed date.
Yeah.
But will it be 2016?
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
For a second there, I was like, is it 2016?
Sure. Is it?
Am I still in this year? I can't remember. It's very exciting, and you must make sure that you send it to us when we'll be tweeting it out on the FooBar.
Thank you.
I'm just excited to see. Now I know the real story. I'm like, imagining who these people are. Also, do they know that you've... I mean, obviously your friend knows, because I'm assuming you're still friends with the friend that was not guilty.
Yeah, like, she's my best friend. Like, so she was the first person that actually heard the song.
And what did she think?
At first, she was like, "You wrote a song about my relationship," like. But no, now she loves it. Like, every time she hears it, she's a bit like...
I would be like closure. Sick! Yeah. Someone's written a song about me!
Yeah, she loves it, though. Yeah, it's like closure to her.
Of course, it's obviously a bit of a shit scenario that she's in. But, you know, every cloud. But the other two don't know, I'm assuming.
Well, I don't know about the girl. I literally cut all ties with her. But the guy actually messaged me, and he knows. He hasn't had much to say about it, but he definitely knows this about him.
Did you reply to him?
No.
Good girl. Fuck that guy.
No way.
So you've been performing live over the summer.
Yes.
Did you have a good time at the festivals and stuff?
It was amazing. Like, it's a whole different vibe, you know, seeing people's reaction to my actual like material and everything is so special. Yeah, for sure. Like, I just love getting on stage and being able to, you know, perform is just so special.
What's your favourite thing about performing live?
I think just being able to interact with the listeners, you know, and just seeing people's reactions and their connection to, you know, the music and everything. So, yeah, and just being able to perform with a live band is just amazing. Yeah,
it's so different, isn't it? I mean, I'm saying that like I've... Oh, yeah. When I perform with a live band, I just feel like it's so different. You know, when I'm just doing my show and I've got a live band, I'm just like, this really makes me feel like a proper artist.
Yeah.
No, it must sort of like bring that extra edge to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a whole different energy and vibe.
And you've got to wear those things in your ears, right?
Yes, yeah. Just to hear yourself. Like.
No, that confuses me.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not a singer, so I don't know why I'm making it about me.
But it can get confusing if you're going for like a high note and you're like, oh, so you have to take it out.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
No,
people like Mariah Carey do that, and that's legit.
Yeah.
So what's coming next?
Well, I've got a couple of singles coming out after Cupid, and I'll be filming some videos for that as well. Sick. So I'm excited for that. And I've got my EP coming out, sort of first quarter of next year.
Perfect.
I keep saying it's going to come out, but I'll get like a producer call me up and be like, oh, you need to write to this, and then I end up falling in love and then it gets pushed back. But, you know, I want it to be organic, and I don't want it to be rushed, you know.
No, you've got to get the music right.
Yeah,
especially if people are wanting you and you're in demand, you've got to sort of, you've got to go with it.
Yeah.
Not that I know how that feels. So on our show, we play a little game, and I'm going to play said game with you if you don't mind.
Okay,
it's called... Actually, it might remind you of your friend who was once your friend and now isn't. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Island Dicks.
And it's actually not about dickheads annoying. Well, it kind of is. It's about me sending you, Brooklyn, to a desert island and sticking you there with a song that you fucking hate.
Oh.
So imagine being on this desert island. You're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You've got none of your mates. You've got no one there. And all you've got is this fucking awful song playing over and over again. Like you're in a lift. It's that kind of crackly. No. So what song could you not bear to be stuck with on that desert island?
Oh, my God. I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, I know you know what it is, though. You're not going to... Okay, number one, I tell you now, you're not going to offend anyone because it's you're not saying you hate the song.
Yeah.
You're saying I can't be with that song.
Yeah.
I know it's in your head. I can see you thought of it already. Just say it.
I think it's going to have to be like Gangnam Style.
Oh, my God, that's not offensive. Si literally expects everyone to choose that.
I think that would be quite a lot of people... Would you not think?
Yeah, a lot of people have said it. It's a very popular.
I mean,
one.
It's a great song, but I just don't think I could hear it.
It's a huge banger. It's a huge banger, but it's like a huge banger that you're like, why, why? But you know, Si has got his
genre. He's great. Yeah, he's
and
great.
And he's smashing it.
He is definitely for sure. But yeah, just
good for you, Si. Yeah.
Yes.
Good for you. But anyway, it's a dick. Definitely. if he just caught that bit of the interview, I'd feel really awful.
Oh no.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat
with us. Thank you so much for having me.
Will you come back when your next single comes out?
For sure.
And the EP in 2017?
Yes, for sure. Definitely. Perfect. I'd love to come back.
We're going to play Cupid now.
Thank you so much.
But can you introduce it for us?
Yes, this is Cupid by me, Brooklyn.
Woo!
Bar Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I'm in a bit of a crossroads with this one because neighbours upstairs, very, very loud sex, and I've also got a few other notes that I've found online from people that have gone through similar situations.
Okay.
Here's one that I found from someone who was in flats and their neighbours were having really, really loud sex, so they sent them a note drawing a dinosaur, and the note said, safe sex Trex says...
The note said, safe sex Trex.
Focus, my mistake! Focus! Focus on the job it is!
Every Friday,
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I knew when you told me you don't want to go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you. Somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side. And I knew, 'cause I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I saw the scars and they occasionally bleed. 'Cause somebody hurt me. Somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell when you get nervous. You think being yourself means being unworthy. If you want to go out dancing, I don't play
Muna, I Know a Place. Muna, I Know a Place. Preceded by Brooklyn's new track, Cupid. What a babe she was.
She was lovely.
Wasn't she nice? We've had a real fun show today, haven't we, Adam?
Yes, we have. We've had some lovely guests.
Julius Cowdrey came in earlier from Made in Chelsea.
Julius Cowdrey.
You little creep. Isaiah Dredd, who is so talented and sweet and amazing. Only 19. I wanted to grab some of the youth from him and stick
and
it
the
on.
Talent.
Yeah. All right. Fuck's sake, Adam. Say it to my face, why don't you? Guys, I hope you've been sending in your last requests today because we need a banger to end the show. So send us in your bangers. Go on, do it.
Banger? Not ballad?
There she is. Banger, not ballad. We need you. We need you. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio with just the name of any banger. Any banger can be any banger.
Any and mash.
So you say banger, not ballad. Let's see if you can.
Banger, not ballad.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't
ever.
Work.
I know.
I still really like you though, as a friend.
So we want your bangers, not your mash.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Just to make that clear, what he means by that is don't send shit songs in. We want songs that rev you up for Friday, because you know some people have Fridays off.
Yeah.
And some people don't, and they need to be revved up, ready for Friday morning. Yeah. Being the best day, which is the best day of the week, hands down.
And some people listen to the show on a Friday because when it goes up on to our listen again, people
oh, yeah,
download
boy.
The show.
Oh yeah, boy. Also, Friday is probably for people who have companies the least productive day for their people.
Yeah.
Employees. But for us employees, it's fucking sick because you just do about 30% less work than you should be.
Yes.
And you're pumped because you've listened to today's show and had a banger at the end.
Mm.
You know, it's a good vibe. So tweet us in at FUBAR Radio. Plus, we're going to be, if we've got time, we will read out your Desert Island Dicks. So if you've got any, send them to us at FUBAR Radio. Or you can email rose@fubarradio.com if you're feeling that way inclined.
Mm.
I'm really excited by all the new music we've been playing on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a bit of The Weeknd in a second, who, as I said, is playing The X Factor, which I think is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to try and go to The X Factor and watch it.
Oh, can you buy tickets?
No, it's like a ballot. But I know people on the inside.
Okay, you've got some inside, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, you know, nudge, nudge.
I'm tapping my nose, but no one can see me tapping my nose because we're on the radio.
I do that all the time, and I've been doing this radio show for a year now. Oh, my God, it's nearly the year, what's the word, anniversary of
anniversary
the show.
Anniversary show.
2017, January 2017 will be the year anniversary of the show.
Whoop.
We're also going to be doing an extra special. We're going to be doing a few extra special videos coming up over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. One's coming out next week, which is going to be our ones to watch for 2017, or my ones to watch on behalf of FUBAR Radio. Who knows if they agree with me? We'll never know. I mean, we probably will, because I'll just tell me not to do it, most likely. Also, we're doing the extra special Christmas Desert Island Dicks.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about. Do you want to ask me what that's going to be,
what
Adam?
What is the extra special Desert Island Dicks?
It is the Christmas version. Yeah, play it.
Desert Island Dicks.
Where we ask our past guests, present guests, and just people in general, celebrities and singers, to give us their most hated Christmas song in the spirit of Christmas.
Oh.
And then we'll merge them all together and play them on our last show, which is on the 22nd of December.
Yep.
And then after that, we're all going out to get drunk.
We're going to go to the pub and get smashed.
In the pub that's 3 minutes walk from...
I wouldn't even say it's that, Harriet. I think...
Minute and a half.
It's
you could get
away.
There in 45 seconds if you tried.
Yeah. I could play the next track, order a pint, and be back.
You could. You could. And they are very efficient in there, so they probably
are.
Have it made for you as well. So that's what we'll be doing on the last show. But if you want to tweet in your Christmas ones, do please go ahead. But make sure you tweet them Christmas Desert Island Dicks.
Yes.
Dicks, not Christmas, not just Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah.
Dicks.
We don't want Christmas. We want Christmas Dicks.
Christmas Dicks, not normal dicks.
Focus on this.
look my way on the news, but they didn't notice. Before this, they float above the city lights, forget the truth, inhale the lies, just enjoy the show. They see us reaching for the sky, just in order to survive. Maybe we should go, go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go.
Oh, let's go. Let's ride the elevator. They can't keep us out no more. Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's
penthouse
go.
Floor. All that bubbly, all that wine. Oh man, look at the times. Didn't they notice? Only future I can see ain't what it used to be. And I didn't know this, I didn't know this. Once you're above the city lights, won't wanna spend another night down there on your own. The whole world on display for us, the altitude is dangerous. Let's ride the elevator. It's what we've been waiting for. Can't keep us out no more. Penthouse floor.
I heard this old joke once. It was like, knock, knock. Who there? It's us. Us who? Just us. Who this? Just playing. Just me. New phone. New hair. New era. I'm in the penthouse, baby. Handpicked from bad apples and bad eggs. Hell bag I had to grab crab legs. And then there were only but a few conversations held with patience. What a party. What a view. What a dress. What a song. What a beautiful time. My folks downstairs still waiting in line. They never been in these rooms. Never stayed with these folks. Never laughed at the news. Never hated these jokes. So as I fly in my suit in a group undercover, forcing a new smile, he tells me another. He said, what happened to the boy that climbed up the trunk? Then he pushed me up the top and said, jump, nigga, jump.
Ooh, don't bring me down. I need a room up in the clouds. I wanna get there, baby. I wanna elevate. Ooh, my favorite mix. A little ignorance and bliss. In the penthouse, baby. Go to the penthouse. Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah. Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go.
Oh, let's go. Let's ride the elevator. It's what we've been waiting for. We'll tear down the penthouse doors. Those penthouse doors. We'll tear down the penthouse doors. Baby, all in the penthouse floor. Baby, let's ride the elevator till we can ride some more. Go to the penthouse floor.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
And we are joined by the
Godfather. What's happening, my brother?
Yes, man. Rodney P in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Should give a new name other than hip hop, because that mumble mouth thing is not what we do.
Yeah, the mumble rap.
A mumble rap. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
My intro. This is my intro.
This is my intro.
All the time.
Yep. I'm so, so
nasty.
I'm so, so
I am the flyest thing in town. I am the flyest thing about town. When I'm in your city, everybody come around. Pull up in the Benz like what? Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up in the Benz like. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, couple Benz out. Call a, call a, call a, call a couple friends out. No, no, we don't ever end like I need to go to sleep like it's been about a week like be running through the six like woo. You staring at my pics like who is this chick like woo? You already know about me. I'm the one they wanna be. I handle my business. I put this together. They say you should never mix business with pleasure. Blast. You say you got friends. Where they at though? You wanna be bad, huh? Make it clap now. Come bounce to this. 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 We be in the city. We be in the club. And I wind and I broke out my spine. Back it up, true girl, rewind. But my clothes, you know I'm fine. Chill on the floor when I spin up my spine. Like, when I wind up on my waist. Like, when I wind up on the place. Like, she a rude girl, she a hood girl. She a good girl, no, she a bad girl. Boy, what, you wanna let me know? Staring at my body like you wanna take it slow. I'm the type you never met before. Go uptown, uptown, click, click, reload. Down, click, click, now slow it down. Say you got friends. Where they at though? You wanna be bad, huh? Make it clap now. Come bounce to this. 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 We be in the city. We be in the club, huh? Now we be in the city. Baby, show me love.
Ah. Oh, hello. I love it when it does that on the... Oh, I've taken my hat off. Taken my cat hat off. Oh, no, I can't put it back on. This is not fun for anyone listening. So, I was going to talk to you a bit about Christmas, right? Because one of the videos that I'm going to be doing in the next couple of weeks is how to survive an awkward Christmas. So, is your like, is there any elements of your Christmas that have been awkward? Have you ever had an awkward moment at Christmas?
I have had... I wouldn't say they're awkward, but it normally comes around the gift giving bit of the.
Oh my God,
is the most awkward bit.
What,
I think
you
about
giving gifts or you receiving gifts?
I think it's a little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah.
Because
okay. What kind of gift giver are you?
Shit one.
Yeah.
I've still not done any of my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can still be good at gifts if you haven't done it
but
yet.
But I have no idea what I'm actually going to buy people.
Are you the kind of man that, like, just buys the first thing they see when they walk into Debenhams?
No. I am the person that walks around Debenhams and, like, I...
Cries.
I just, yeah, pretty much.
For 45 minutes.
But it's like snow blindness, really, because you just see just nothing. You're just looking at stuff and you're like, oh, what am I actually looking at? This is just all the same, looks all the same to me.
It's like when you're reading a book and you realise you're not reading the book, you're just looking at the words.
Yeah, and you found that you've read the same paragraph for about an hour. You ever had that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. It's basically that is reading for me. I can't see. Is that a last request or a desert island dick? Can't be a last. It's got to be a last request. Okay, Lucy has sent a last request in, and it's a fucking banger, so it could be in the running. Neo, adore you. It's my favourite track right now. Please play it as your last request. Lucy, you're in the running because that is a bang. You know how much I love Neo as well.
Mm.
She's a super babe.
Sick.
What's Christmas like in Canada?
Very
Canadian.
Very wintry. You're bringing this up because I'm leaving, aren't I?
Yeah.
to Canada.
Do people know that?
A lot of people know that. I think it's
Adam is eloping to Canada. Is that the correct term?
Yes, that is correct. I'm going on a little journey.
I'm actually quite sad.
Yeah.
I said to Adam today, I'm not going to save your number in my phone because I don't see the point. It's a waste of my time.
I can't believe it's taken a year and you've still not got my number in your mobile.
But it's one of those things that I think I do save numbers. And you know when your phone and your laptop don't sync, so they just delete each other?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just making that up because I didn't want to save your number. We're also still waiting for your Christmas desert island dicks. What would your Christmas desert island dick be, Adam?
I want to say Fairy Tale of New York.
What?
Fucking, that's an awful
track. Oh my God, that is definitely the best Christmas song.
No, it's not.
Dude.
But the thing is though, when you've heard it like 1,000 times, you're gonna go.
No, I because it's quite I think the thing about Desert Island Dick is it has to be a song that is repetitive because I don't feel that the Pogues is that repetitive. I think it's got a lot of elements to it. It's a lot of layers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got songs like the one where he goes, "It's Christmas."
Yeah.
Noddy Holder, who's a complete babe, you know, they're quite samey. You might get annoyed by that. Mm. My Desert Island Dick would probably be one of the ones that's quite old school. I don't know. I just don't like the ones that I haven't. You know when you hear, you know when you're listening to a Spotify playlist, right, of Christmas songs, and then suddenly one comes on, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And you've never heard it in your life.
It's
and you're like
a really obscure one from like the 1950s or something like that. And you think, well, it didn't even chart. It's not on any. If you go through all those like Christmas compilations, it's never on any.
It's
of
the
those.
One that they've put on there because it's cheap to put on there, like a Christmas compilation. You know, you've got like a Christmas like Now 97 or whatever, and they have like 11 good, like no, like 5 good songs, and then the other 6 are the ones that were like 38p on iTunes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all know about those ones.
But what's your Christmas like? Have you got any awkward Christmases?
No, not really. Other than me just getting too pissed. I mean, a lot of the time I eat too much at the beginning and it's awkward because my mum and my aunt get angry with me for not eating my Christmas lunch because I'm pissed and I've also eaten about 100 miniature burgers, which is just like not Christmassy at all.
No.
But I think you should just do what makes you happy on Christmas, not what everyone else. I don't want to fucking eat turkey.
Pigs in blankets are my weakness.
I don't know why I again find that creepy from you. I'm sorry. It's just, it is a bit creepy.
It is a bit.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. I did give that vibe.
On the Christmas note, so I'm playing this special song now. And Marika Hackman has brought out a special Christmas EP, I'd call it. It's like 6 songs. It might not be an EP, it might just be a collection of music, because that's what people are doing these days. These days,
mixed
artists
tapes.
Are just, well, not even mixtapes. They're putting out music that is like, it's not an EP because it's not structured. It's like they could add songs to it, they might take songs away. Kanye West has started a movement of people just doing whatever they want, basically. So we're going to play, this is not that, by the way, this is just Marika Hackman's Wonder, it's called Wonderland, I think, and this, I just really enjoy listening to it. So this, Ali in the office really hates Christmas songs, but I actually think he'll like this because it's not very Christmassy. This is Driving Under the Stars.
Driving, pushing hard. got my feet on the dashboard. The bells have started ringing, and you sleep on the side door. The choir starts to sing.
Quite hard to say without sounding like a bellend, wouldn't you say?
How did I fare just then?
Medium to fair.
Croissant.
Some people say croissant.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, they are. But so we're saying wrong. It. We're putting a little accent on croissant.
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 No, there's no E in
croissant.
It.
Croissant.
It's just the French. You can't look at the letters because it's a different language.
So I say, just let's all stop saying it. Just call it the French pastry. So
sorry, just because people are saying words slightly wrong, you think we should stop saying it?
Because we're all sounding like idiots.
I think you're the bellend, mate.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page, from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
In the studio, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
We're a little bit rushed today, sadly, but we're going to get you back in 2017, aren't we, for a bit of a chat?
Yeah, I'll be back.
But we're very, very lucky to have you performing your brand new single live, if this is like quite a good one for your pronunciation. Tell us a little bit quickly about the song if you can.
It's basically about, oh god, how do I put this, if this is about when you feel strongly about something and you just have to get it out, basically. It's like exercising of demons.
And I absolutely love it. And it's got a wicked video, so everyone go and check it out. But this is the performance of the lifetime that we've been waiting for. I can't wait.
I'm tired of your expectations. I'm listening to words that don't make sense. I'm going over here, the air, well, it's a little bit lighter. I
I'm listening to words that don't make sense. This is what you want, then this is what you get. If everything's a must, then everything's a mess. If this is what you want, then this is what you get. If everything's a must, then everything's a mess. I need a little room to make my own decisions. I need a little time to figure out. I'm going over here, the air, well, it's a little bit lighter. I'm listening to words that don't make sense. If this is what you want, then this is what you get. If everything's a must, then everything's a mess. This is what you want, then this is what you get. If everything's a must, then everything's a mess. Don't make me beg forgiveness out. I make my own way. Don't make me beg forgiveness out. Make my own way. This is what you want, and this is what you get. If everything's a must, then everything's a mess.
Amarine, thank you so, so much. That was absolutely beautiful. Everybody go and check that out. That is her brand new single, If This Is. You can go and get it online. It's, and the video's up right now, isn't it?
The video's up.
Wicked.
Right now.
We're going to finish off with Lucy's last request. This is Neo, Adore You.
Everything that you love is kinda special.